Alrighty, and we are so happy that you all have decided to tune into the most extravaganza
Oh, Lord.
business podcast out there. It's Michael with.
Tatiana, y'all.
Hey, we appreciate you all once again tuning into the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast on this Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. Ms. Parker, how you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm good. Ready to rock and roll, okay?
All right, so we're gonna jump right on into it. All right, so me and Ms. Parker have been on the road, like Kenny Rogers, on the road again, or was it Willie Nelson? I don't know, it was
I
one of
don't
them.
know. I
One of
know.
them was on the road.
I'm gonna figure that out now.
Yeah, so we got a senior this year in high school, and
Senior.
so we've been traveling to a few universities to see who is going to partake in taking our child for the next 4 years. And while we up and down the highways and the byways, we hit some stops. And we started noticing, where the hell are all the people at?
Oh, you're talking about, okay, I got you now. Yeah.
So, and so
All
I,
this self-service.
oh, yeah.
Other than pumping your gas.
Well, that didn't even work in some spots. You had to go in
Yeah,
still.
you're right. Still had to go in. It's crazy.
So we are talking about how artificial intelligence has removed some of the frontline workers and more effectively on us has removed that interaction with the human being.
Yeah, and I mean, just one thing I like to highlight is when we're referencing frontline at this point, that phrasing became really popular during COVID. It was targeted towards the healthcare field, the frontline workers there, but also, individuals that are outreach to first in a corporate setting. They're frontline, like so. Your project coordinators, they're frontline to your project managers and your program managers. So it's just ultimately that tier, that level, that layer of individuals that you communicate with first.
Yeah, and listen, folks, they have been using AI to take away jobs for probably the last couple of decades.
Yeah.
It started.
But you know what? I'm gonna contradict you just a little bit.
Okay.
So, in that last experience where the front line essentially was removed, and in this capacity, I am referring to the customer service
Gotcha.
portion, right? Those individuals that were taking the orders, right? So, in this capacity, that's what I'm referencing front line to. So, with those individuals being removed and you having to self-service through a kiosk, right?
Man.
Two or three people, that's normally at the cashier station, they're not there at that, or let me say that POS station, right?
Yes.
That point of sale, right?
There you go.
They're not there.
Making my head hurt.
So you can get frustrated, right? But this is one thing I'm going to point out. The efficiency was off the chain. Now, I placed the order through the self-service kiosk. Those two or three people that would normally have been at the POS, at least one of them, maybe two of them, those positions were now in the back, right?
Maybe.
Prepping and packing.
Maybe. Might have
But
been the same number of people that's always been
I
back
don't
there.
know. The level of efficiency leads me to believe that because two to three had been removed from the front, at least one to two had been replaced back there in the back. Because there were busloads of not, I think it was,
Military.
yes, that's what I'm looking for. There were two busloads of military individuals there. And we got our order so fast. So fast.
Now, Ms. Parker has basically told y'all she know how to work the kiosk. Now,
Your experience is a little different.
my non-kiosk. Now, I've had
Yeah.
this kiosk problem in multiple locations. I guess I'm just the
So it's the
kiosk.
problem with the person in the chair.
No.
Not the kiosk.
Hell no. The problem is kiosk.
No, no,
Shit
no.
ain't got no tutorial on it.
You don't need a tutorial.
Yes, you do.
You touch it and you
If it
go.
take me 12 minutes to place my order, then it's the kiosk, my man.
No, that's your
No,
problem. And
and my hamburger would
no,
die.
your level of understanding isn't there. And the problem is,
It does. You got me
no,
good.
I'm just saying.
Jam, I like to calm it down.
I'm just saying, a lot of times you don't read all the way.
Snow.
You skim. It'll be a sentence with 10 words in it. That's a long sentence, too. You're gonna read three or four and move on and come to me and ask me questions that had you even remotely read 6 to 7 would have gave your ass part of the answer.
So listen, by profession, I'm an environmental engineer. I'm gonna give y'all this insight. The hazardous waste regulation for the state of Arkansas alone is 1,523 pages. I know how many pages it is because I look at it daily. Listen, when you dealing with regulations, you got to scheme. What they call it, Cliff Notes?
Yeah, it's fine.
So
But
my Cliff Notes ass messes up.
when you at a kiosk scrolling on a touch screen,
That's
you're
it.
to read and pay. A lot of times you just don't do the shit.
To read.
No, you I'm not saying that you
Every
don't
time I'm
read.
on.
No, I'm not saying that you don't read. I'm just saying you reading 2 and 3 words. You probably need to read 6 to 7.
I'm fighting for the people that need their job
I don't
back.
hear that. I don't hear
I
that.
need human interaction. What I'm telling my wife is, me and them, we struggling together.
Yeah, that's your fault.
Hey, it's only been.
So it's not, and I've been actually reading a lot of articles about AI is removing, AI is replacing, AI is thising and AI is thatting. And I guess in some capacity, yeah, that's true. You can look at it like AI is replacing, or you can look at it like AI is increasing levels of efficiency.
So, all right. So, levels of efficiency for a company means more production, better outcome. Now, for
Yeah.
if the person that needed that job is gone. So, it's that, what you say? It's that catch 22? Is it?
Yeah, but is there some other capacity you could be working in?
All right. Yeah. So, let's move this way. You remember? Long, long time ago, I used to work in a restaurant.
Uh-oh.
And now this was me. My official title was server.
Uh-oh.
Now, during my shift, I was maintenance, server, dishwasher, damn near cook too sometimes.
So there was no AI there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when AI could come in, so now, what we're talking about is these other fast food restaurants. AI has now taken away that what you said, that person that's at the POS,
Yeah.
that point of sale. So
But if they've taken three away and placed two in the back, that increases your outcomes, increases your ticket time, right? Problem is, you got to have people that's gonna go through the kiosk and do what they need to do, and that can be annoying. No, sometimes I just want to tell somebody what I want. Could you clack your key?
And you like me. Listen, I don't like talking to the screen. Even right now, I'm talking to the screen, but I'm talking to y'all. I'm talking with my wife.
With the
It's three
people.
screens. It's 2, 3, 4, 5 screens. Man, that part of AI is great because we've talked about how AI, how the internet can make you touchable in seconds. But then when I need a human to say, oh, you gotta go back a screen. Nobody there.
No, because that's the point of the screen.
Because I'm sitting there looking crazy. I have been in a Tex-Mex restaurant
Oh, Lord.
and have taken 17 minutes at the kiosk
Oh,
because I
yeah.
couldn't find a chalupa. The motherfucker didn't even call it a chalupa. It was something else. In the hell am I a person who walks up to a screen? Now, it's been a chalupa since 87.
Since you
It's been a chalupa since the little dog, the chihuahua. Go to the kiosk. The word chalupa is not there.
But this is what's crazy.
Small function. Lord, somebody.
This is what's crazy. You can actually just go through the drive-thru. They're gonna take your order, right?
Yes.
They're, I mean, it's like, why not just go through the drive-thru?
But then the drive-through now doesn't just take drive-through,
It takes
it
mobile
takes
orders
mobile
too. Yeah.
orders and everything else. So sometimes we saw four cars. Thought it might have been quicker to stroll on
Just go
in.
to the kiosk and order your chalupa.
No,
You know
I
you want your
was gonna
titles,
talk to a
chalupa.
person and order my 12-pack tacos and two chalupas.
No.
And
Or,
the word chalupas was not even on the
but
list.
then they'll say, well, get the app, order through the app. You're like, you know, sometimes I don't feel like doing that.
See, that's AI.
But this is the thing, when you in another a city, you know, or a state or whatever, I don't necessarily want to pull my app out, right? To try to get it to allow my location this time, you know, to pull. I don't feel like all of
Just
that.
think about it. So let's talk about how AI affected us yesterday. Yesterday, we was in the state of Kansas. Was we still in Kansas?
Yes.
We still in Kansas. So, hey, senior said she's a senior this year. She had a good recruitment trip. Blast. All right, celebration. She loves Asian food. So clicked on my app on my phone and found Asian restaurant. Now we drove to the Asian restaurant. Now listen, it outside didn't look like
It
merch.
did not. It was quite questionable.
And even on the insides,
Very questionable.
it looked a little more suspect. So I got three women looking
Looking
at
at you
dad.
like you crazy.
They like, damn, this ain't even buffet, dad. They ain't say damn, but they looked, the eyes said, damn, this ain't even buffet style.
Yeah.
They
See, there goes you not checking the pictures, not reading one or two reviews.
Hey, listen, I'm one shot, one kill,
We
period.
know.
Shoot. If you shoot for the moon and you miss, you're amongst the stars. So yesterday I shot for the moon. Oh, that was not gonna be amongst the stars. But we let the mom and pop shop. They cook that food right in front of you. Oh, you are hot. Hot portions. Had hot portions in the to-go tray. No silverware. All plastic, no breaks. Everybody looking, they pop open their tops. Ooh, that steam hit them.
Steam bath.
They said, ooh.
Yeah.
They said, ooh, nah. One thing about that buffet. No, we call it the buffet. It might not be
No,
as hot.
you call it that.
It might not be as hot as you thought. When they saw that steam come up out them to-go trays,
For a dine-in order.
everybody was ready to dive in. Few munches later, ain't nobody said a word. That's when you know food good, my folks. Listen, when black folk eating when they quiet, that mean the food good. If food ain't good, they're gonna let you know. So guess what happens? My wife says, boy, I was finna light your ass up. I had them ready. I wanna try them. She was ready to feel
Yeah.
light my light skinned dread-headed ass up for fucking up the
Yep.
She said, boy, they send your ass.
I sure did.
This shit good.
It was so good. I was, man, I ain't got no to go order. Oh my God, it was
Listen,
so good.
and I say that because AI got me to the place, but person took my order. Person cooked the food. Person said, your order ready. I don't know if that offensive or not, but I just said this. That's what she sounded like. She
She
said
was
your order
nice.
ready. Food was off chain.
Yeah.
Hey, just saying.
Everything else was questionable.
But listen, what are we looking for? The end result.
Right.
The end result was, hey boy,
Everybody was happy.
plummet full, price good,
Yeah. Oh my
yet to
gosh.
go.
Yeah.
Let's get on down this road. All right. She said, who daddy? Boy, that food saved your ass. They ain't say ass, but they looked at me and said, it saved you.
They wanted to say it. I was sure saying I could say that though. I'm ground. I could say that.
So, like I said, we're talking about AI interaction. The interaction was human being took the order, human being cooked it up, and we read the rock and roll. And then we got on back on the this here app that told me how to get to the house. The AI. That's what we're talking about.
So, I mean, it has its pros and cons.
We get everything. Yes, all
It
day,
has
every
the
day.
good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. So, yeah.
I just pray. I learned how to work these kiosks better.
Boom.
Because it's the one thing I done figured out. It's more on coming. Listen, at the rate we're going, the person in the front gonna be the person in the back.
Yeah.
Might not even be a person at all.
It's crazy. We were at another spot. And I said, oh, there was a kiosk. We could have just gone to that kiosk. I don't know where we were at or what we were doing. The gas station. When we were walking out the gas station, there was like two self-service kiosks.
But what's crazy? They got kiosks on the inside, but they pumps on the outside when it's prepaid.
Yeah, so, I mean, to prepay, you had to go down there to where the cashier was at. But if we were just in there buying snacks, we could have just, you know.
Yeah, but you go into this gas station and got 27 pumps.
Yeah, and you got to go in and prepay.
But see, I'm going to give y'all the inside scoop.
Oh, gosh.
How do gas stations really make money?
Snacks! Come in there and buy your treats.
So guess what they've done?
They're forcing you in. And it's like, even if we hadn't gone in to prepay, if we hadn't gone in to prepay, you know, and used the restroom, we would not have bought any snacks because we weren't on snack mode.
And they overpriced.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, listen, man. These Snickers, oh Lord, I'm telling the truth on y'all again, ain't got no peanuts.
Yeah.
It's peanut halves and shells and shavings. Yeah. And Snickers. I need my full peanut.
I agree.
Reese's. Let me go and get y'all some. Them sticks ain't sticking. Y'all giving us them little sticks and still keeping the calorie count the same. I've been watching you. All the people from Mars Company, we know y'all make all that candy. Why the candy then got smaller, but that calorie count still the same?
Yeah, I've never understood that. Like, if it's shrinking in size, the caloric count should go down as well.
My servings ain't serving. Mm-mm. But that price is pricey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, absolutely is.
Y'all need to come correct. Tell the people the truth. My 13-gallon trash bag ain't 13-gallon no more.
No.
Thing 11.7.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. My bag don't hold the same no more.
Mm-mm.
But that's AI. But I guess what AI did, they adjusted the machine. Left Twix ain't right no more. The smoke for everybody since we on that AI kick. But we know y'all adjusted the machines. Miss Parker, what you got for the people as we get ready to roll out?
You know, I just want to say, I don't want to seem like AI is all bad.
We've been discussing AI since we've been on this podcast, since 2022.
I definitely don't think it's all bad. I think it's going to have its pros and cons. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a matter of how we adjust to it, how we, you know, kind of fold it into our own processes.
How you make your life adjust to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be...
That kiosk kicking my ass.
Yeah, it's going to be how you deal with it. Like, I don't feel like it's coming for me and it's going to take anything away from me. Have I seen it increase levels of efficiency? I have.
Mm-hmm.
Have I seen it essentially wipe out some areas, example POS at a restaurant? I have, but I've also seen how you could be behind a busload of military, you know, individuals and still get my order super quick because there was more people in the I'm working. So.
Ms. Parker, see, my hot portions were still good. I didn't have to wait 32 minutes.
I was afraid. I was so afraid. I was like, they got quite a few in the back.
She looked around and said, damn, we behind 27 of them.
Yeah, it might have been more.
Hey, they came through.
They did. So,
quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, I'm okay.
All right. Hey, like we said, nothing always come by. WWW. Y'all watch for the number 4thehook.com. Hey, support the business. I ain't gonna call it black owned small business no more because, hey, just come support. Catch y'all next time.